The military is a place of fast-paced moving parts. PCS moves are inevitable. Soldiers and dependents alike are expected to move quickly and adapt to their new surroundings. But how does that work when you are relatively shy in nature? Erica Smith talks about how she adapts and overcomes these obstacles as an introvert. Stay tuned. Military Wife Matters, Episode 3, Introversion in the Military. Hello, I am Sakina Bunch, your relationship health and wellness coach. Welcome to Military Wife Matters, where we delve into the real life issues concerning military wives across the nation. Today's topic is on introversion in the military. Erica Smith and her husband Ian met in an unconventional way and have now been married for 12 years. She is the proud homeschooling mom of son Caleb, an English and math teacher in their homeschool community. She loves to create with her hands, and her true passions are building and repairing furniture, reading, and all things crafty. In fact, at home, she is dubbed as Mommy Miss Fix-It. Welcome, Erica. So glad you are here to join us today. How was your holiday?
Hi, Sakina. It was great. We are in Hawaii, so we are far away from family, and so we really didn't do a whole lot. We just had breakfast together, we played games together, board games, and we just spent time together.
Military families, I am sure you can agree, we long to spend time with our families, but when we are far away, it can get costly, right? I mean, like both financially and time-wise. I don't know about you and your family, but in our family, we tend to get innovative, you know, in making the most of being with whomever is there. That's, you know, whoever's there, that tends to become family, right? You have what some would deem as a unique dynamic in your home. Please tell our listeners about that and a little bit more about yourself.
Well, you have already told everyone I'm a homeschooling mother. Mm-hmm. I have one child, and I've been homeschooling him for 5 years. Wow. And we are also part of a homeschooling group called Classical Conversations. And so we've been with Classical Conversations for the entire 5 years that we've been homeschooling.
Do you find that homeschooling in the military is more beneficial to your military lifestyle? I know, you know, we homeschool too, so that's kind of how we met, is through homeschooling. So would you say that because of the lifestyle that we live, not always knowing what school district you're going to come to and where the one is where you're leaving compared to where you're going to, would you say that homeschooling kind of gives that continuity in education based on the military lifestyle?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, he wasn't in public school for very long before I started homeschooling him. So I don't have a whole lot of experience with the public school system, but there is a continuum. You can stay on the same program and teach no matter where you go.
We have talked about you living in paradise, aka Hawaii, and even the elements of how you school your son. I'm just saying, I would love to be schooled from home in paradise, but that's another story for another day. But help us to now get a glimpse into your home life.
Well, my husband he has been in the military for 21 years now, although we've only been married for about almost 13 years now. Caleb is 11 years old, and he likes to play soccer, and he enjoys sports. He's also a huge Minecraft fan.
Yeah, I know my son loves Minecraft and Pokemon. Those are like the two that really, really get him. Now, you said your husband has been in the military for 21 years, correct? And you two have been together for 13. But the way you and Ian met was rather interesting, right? Now, I think you said you were talking with him before you actually met him. How did that come to be?
Well, we met online, on an online dating site.
Okay.
I was Yeah, I was living in a college town, and I was 27, and I really wanted something real. Mm-hmm. So I decided if I was going to meet anybody, I'd have to get online and just meet somebody there.
Many people describe an introvert as one who tends to be shy around others when first meeting. I know with my daughter, her energy even tends to get zapped with the anticipation, just the anticipation of meeting new people. First, would you classify yourself as an introvert? And secondly, how did that characteristic play out when you first met Ian?
Yeah, I've embraced that term. Well, it's always scary to meet somebody for the very first time. For me, my thing is more with groups. So meeting one is not as scary to me as meeting being in a big group. Mm-hmm. But it was initially scary. So when we met, my husband, he is an extrovert. Mm-hmm. And so he does a lot of the talking, and he was very, very welcoming, and that helped to make me feel more at ease.
Right. You know, when I first started as well in the military, my husband was more of the extrovert and I was more of the introvert. So I can completely relate when they kind of dominate the conversation and you're like, oh, thank God I don't have to come up with stuff to talk about because they're doing that. Thank you. You and I both had the opportunity, as my daughter would say, to adult before experiencing military life. What are some things you enjoy in the military that you may not have had the opportunity to experience in your civilian life?
I mean, in the military, one thing that I personally enjoy is being able to move to different parts of the country, to different parts of the world. That part, I love it. Even though you are going to a new place and you're having to meet new people, that's a hard part for me, meeting new people. But I love experiencing different areas, mm-hmm. different weather, just everything.
Getting acclimated to a new area can be tricky. And, you know, it is far from routine. You know, if you haven't been if you're listening to this broadcast and you've never been in the military or had that military type lifestyle, you may not realize that when you move from one place to another, that it's not routine because every place is different. All of the housing is different, right? You have to get like cookie cutter furniture, puzzle piece together. Nothing is the same. So since each place is unique, I know some people find meetup groups or organizations that pique their interest to get accustomed to the new area and the new people. Share with us some activities or even a regimen that you have that helps you become more at home in the area that you're going to.
I like to explore the area. I like to explore the area.
Now, I'm not going to incriminate the guilty, but there are some members of my family that like to get lost and then find their way back. Thank God for GPS, or else I'd probably never see my family again.
Well, I do a lot of research before I get there, and I try to find places that seem exciting and interesting. In Hawaii, there are a lot of trails, mm-hmm. and there are tons of beaches. You're surrounded by tons of beaches, of course, and they're beautiful beaches. So before we got here, I was just researching which beaches do I want to visit, what trails do I want to hike, that kind of thing. So I don't necessarily like to get lost. And especially here in Hawaii, because GPS does not work very well.
Really? Oh, I don't know if I could go there.
Well, I have a map in my car now. I learned very quickly that I need a physical map.
That is great advice. Land nav is not a strength in this household, as I've already explained that to you, right? So I salute you. I could tell you stories of land nav fails in this home. Again, that would be a whole other episode. I have found that many of the introverts I have come into contact with are very observant. That is not my strength. I will be very honest with you there. I can see a butterfly, but don't ask me what color it is. Don't ask me what flower it landed on. Don't ask me how big or small it was, because I won't know, right? I would be the worst witness. Do you find you are more on the observant side as an introvert?
Well, actually, I know this is going to seem crazy, but I'm not very observant at all, unless I am by myself.
Okay.
If I'm with other people, mm-hmm. I have a really hard time taking everything in, because mm-hmm. all my energy is like towards, you know, with the people.
Now, the answer to this next question has been putting introverts and extroverts on opposite ends of the spectrum for centuries. So here goes. What are some activities that give you life and give you energy, and which ones zap everything right out of you?
Well, I would say the things that zap my energy are large get-togethers. So even with family, although to a lesser extent with family, but large gatherings where you're wanting to meet, you know, walk up to people, meet people, you know, say hi, because in my mind, I don't feel comfortable doing that, mm-hmm. but I know I really should and need to do it. So I force myself.
Yeah.
when I get home, though, I tend to enjoy just quiet, sedentary activities like reading. You already mentioned this earlier. I like to build things, put things together, even just puzzles.
Mm-hmm. That is relaxing. And I noticed that my daughter, she loves to color. So she gets those huge coloring books, and she'll just sit there, and she can sit there for hours and just focus on it and color. Let's switch gears and focus on self-care. I am a huge proponent for self-care. Give me your top activities for your own personal self-care.
Usually I journal. Mm-hmm. I like to journal and just kind of rethink through my day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just usually write it all down as well. So.
Okay. Now, do you have several journals that you have already gone through, or is this something that's new for you?
Okay. Well, I used to journal as a teenager, mm-hmm. and I got out of journaling. I stopped journaling for a really long time. And I think recently I've just been feeling really stressed, really just overwhelmed by life. Mm-hmm. And so I've recently picked it back up, mm-hmm. and it really does help.
Now, when I think of self-care, I think of activities that will replenish you and reduce the stress you may encounter in the future. How do you see self-care?
I don't know. I don't think I've really ever thought about it before.
Mm. So, woo-hoo, I gave something to think about. Yay!
Yeah.
If there was one thing that you wish, and I do mean wish, extroverts knew about introverts, what would that one thing be?
Well, I don't feel like I can speak for all introverts, but for me, speaking for myself, I will just say that I love you guys. I love extroverts because they do the hard part. You guys do the hard part for me. You start the conversation and you talk, and after a while, I do start to feel comfortable and I will engage like we're doing right now.
Right.
But those initial first steps are the hardest for me.
Okay.
The approaching somebody and saying, hi, how are you?
Right.
That's the hard part.
You stated that your husband made you feel more comfortable when you first met because he did most of the talking. What can extroverts do to help introverts, especially those in the military, when someone is moving to a new place?
Well, I mean, I think it's personal because I like that part of extroverts. Mm-hmm. I like that they are full of energy and joyful and hi, how are you? And let's talk about this. And, mm-hmm. it to me, it kind of makes me feel energized. Mm-hmm. So I do like that. My biggest thing is if you're extroverted and you see somebody just kind of, in the corner being quiet, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Introduce yourself, say hi, and see, I guess, how they react.
Right.
Because I like that. I like that. So.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know. That's good to know. Because I'll tell you, as an extrovert, sometimes I think, well, I want to go over and talk to them, but I don't know. Because if they're anything like my daughter, it's like, I'm not ready for you just yet. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. So that's definitely good to know. Now, I know military life teaches us so many things. So far, what would you say you have gleaned, the most out of being a military spouse?
I think over the years, I've learned that your new home is what you make of it.
Okay.
I guess my advice, because I think a lot of people, they'll get to a new place, they'll decide, I don't like this place. Or maybe they learn where they're going, you know, before they even get there, they hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say my advice is just to stay positive, you know, go out, meet people, even if it's hard, explore the area, find things that you really, really like about it and focus on those things and don't focus on, you know, what you miss about, you know, a different area or what you wish this area had or, you know, whatever it is that might be bringing you down, try not to focus on those things, but focus on the good things.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. That is definitely great advice. Erica, I always love talking to you. You consistently have a peace and a calm about you that draws people to you. Thank you for giving us a glimpse into your life, for sharing with us tips on how we can make a smooth transition during a PCS move and how both the introvert and the extrovert can help each other navigate the yin and the yang of life. It has been a pleasure. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Anytime Fitness of Radcliffe. If you're looking to join a supportive, welcoming gym community with people of all fitness levels who want to see you succeed, you have come to the right place. Anytime Fitness of Radcliffe. Check them out at anytimefitness.com. And by Clean Good Eats, specializing in allergy-friendly and detox eating plans. Group and one-on-one coaching available to help you get your health back on track. Bringing the family back to the table one meal at a time. CleanGoodEats.com. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Military Wife Matters, where we delve into the real life issues concerning military wives across the nation. Join us next time as we bring to you those topics that matter most to you.